K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, once again, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University. It's been a busy Monday here, recording this transfer portal update, January 5th, 2025. It's your favorite time to listen to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition episode of this podcast, Pro Project Podcast, the tagline. What is it all about, folks? All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Boy, it's been a busy sports day today. Signees, transfer portal, women's volleyball has just signed a couple of players. Jason Mansfield going to work, replacing a big core on that team over there. But the focus on this one is football based in Colin Klein. This was the first transfer coming to K-State. And really, spoiler alert, three SEC players coming on to K-State. Just to throw that one out there. Of course, Colin Klein coming from the SEC after spending his time here at K-State, obviously, the legend and coach, working up through the ranks, and then, of course, went away to Texas A&M, and now being brought back home to K-State. He's spending his time two seasons over there with Texas A&M, and now he landed his first player from the transfer portal officially yesterday, and two more just committed as well. We'll get to all that momentarily, but Keyshawn Davila coming over from Arkansas. The first player in the Colin Klein era in this day and age of college football, as it's called what it is, in the transfer portal there. And briefly, he was the second overall JUCO recruit. He coming over from the Arkansas Razorbacks, where he played all 12 games a year ago. And, of course, he's going to do this right now. We're seriously going to do this right now. So there's that. Trying to get the lowdown on Keyshawn Davila. There we go. So there's that. He played for. So there's a connection. So here's a connection here. I'm reading this off of GoPowerCat.com. Of course, the PowerCat podcast is going to be good. Listen, obviously, along with the other family at K-State podcast. But come over from Arkansas. And that's where Marcus Woodson, one of the new defensive coordinators and DBs, now obviously is here at K-State, is following Marcus Woodson over here. The K-State there as well, 6'1", 165. And he has 1 year eligibility left, and he's coming to K-State to use that right on up, baby. So there's that. Oh, my goodness. Seriously. Doing all these ads, I'm sorry, but yeah, so Davila, originally from the state of Florida, spent two seasons over at Northwest Mississippi Community College, and was ranked as the number one corner. I just read it was just number two, but whatever, but anyways, yeah, he was the number one corner in the JUCO ranks last season, and this was one of the major wins for Arkansas there as well, but Davila, And this is according to this article. So this is according to obviously experts who followed Davila a little closely, struggled to stay on the field, obviously. And K-State recently just got the returns of three crucial players, Zeshon Rich, Donovan McIntosh, Quay Moss coming back. Now you add in an experienced player in Davila. We'll see if he gets this is way too far in advance right now. We'll see if he gets on the field at K-State. But Woodson, yes, in due part to the coaching changes, Woodson was let go during the season. I didn't know that. This is Marcus Woodson we're talking about there as well. So Davila was a special team, turned into a special teams guy. So, and last year, this past year, he appeared in all the games for the Arkansas Razorbacks. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Had new head coach Colin Klein of the K-State football team landing his first player ever in the Klein era.
as that will be officially begins in this fall, but we're kind of ways from that. But we're looking at spring ball. We're taking a look at the profile of Keyshawn Davila coming over from Arkansas. This is one of the first of three SEC players there coming over from the SEC. So this is the first one. He made this announcement yesterday. So there's that. We already mentioned that there as well. Yeah, 12. We mentioned last year a little bit with him. Only two pass breakups and looks like two tackles last year, the year before that. Davila was recognized there his sophomore season at Northwest Mississippi Community College. 23 total tackles, 3 picks, 6 pass breakups in the year 2024. He helped the Rangers to a 10-1 record in a playoff appearance in the NCAA Division I playoffs there. As well, he reunites with, and I just said it. So he reunites with Marcus Woodson. Obviously, I mentioned McIntosh, John Rich. Again, throw in Quay Moss in this equation as well, that Marcus Woodson is going to be coaching there as well. Davila, according to this article, the scouting report that I'm reading off of here, shows excellent ball skills and man coverage ability, breaking up multiple passes on tape during his sophomore season at Northwest. His speed also stands out. Also, a little playing time. Arkansas seems like to be a good candidate. And that's the article right there as well. And again, we got to keep our eyes on the roster there as well to see how it all shakes out. But we already know 3 K-State defensive backs coming back after Quay Moss was on the transfer portal list there, decided to pull his name out of it. Donovan McIntosh, I don't know exactly if he put his name in the portal or not, but it doesn't matter because he's coming back, and we know Sashawn Rich is coming back. That was the starting duo this past year for K-State. McIntosh on the other end, and of course, Sashawn Rich on the other side as well here. So, yeah, man, so we're doing this, again, if you've been an everydayer of this podcast, we're trying to do this in chronological order. So, Colin Klein getting his first, this was the first transfer get in Keyshawn Davila coming over from Arkansas there after basically a full season over there, and that's where Marcus Woodson, and that episode should be already be out on the Marcus Woodson episode, should be already out there wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. So definitely, you want to stay up to date with the latest transfer portal news, recruiting news, as I said at the top of the podcast there. The women's volleyball team just signed 2 today. We'll touch on that. We'll get as the week goes on. It's only Monday, and things really have been busy today. Whereas off the podcast or on it. So I wanted to get on this here before too long. Obviously, the women's postcast did that earlier. That will come out tonight. Already recorded the EGG pod, the first of the year. That's going out tonight. So busy, busy, busy here in Kansas City, Missouri. But yeah, head coach Colin Klein lands. Him and the recruiting staff land their first transfer in the transfer portal, player in the transfer portal, in corner Keyshawn Davila coming over from Arkansas. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things KC sports. We can get it where our podcasts are found, free and available daily. Where I'm just record K-State content. We're on the Purple Project Podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You want to make sure you subscribe. Hit the alarm bell every time we update your content daily. Y'all be first to be notified about that. Stay tuned for the latest. And usually we don't do no recruiting. Well, little recruiting on this podcast. But it is the offseason. And yeah, we're staying on top of it with this new coaching regime at Kansas State. We're trying to do our best to stay on top of it. And along with the current news recaps of K-State sports, you want to be tapped in to this everyday podcast. Alex standing out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Keyshawn Davila, the first player in 2026 to land from the transfer portal from Arkansas to come to Kansas State. This is Eddie Greer here from in Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode right here on the Purple Project Podcast. Once again, all things K-State sports with Cats.